K4OIM, KO4NUE.
4NUE, K4OIM. How you doing, Chad?
Feel like I've been beat with a rubber bat. I'm sore. I'm tired. Oh, Walt, can you give me a quick signal report right quick?
You're sitting in the repeater. No white noise or nothing, Chad. Are you back home yet?
Back. We've been home about 15, 20 minutes and just got through greeting the family and all that. So I just was going to try to get me a shower real quick, but I just wanted to, I unplugged all my radios before I left and was just checking things out before 9 o'clock.
You last night, we all did. I didn't have but 45 check-ins. That's the smallest count I've had since I started calling the net. Didn't have anybody stick around for the ride chew, and only Jerry came back for comments. And, well, I guess everybody knew that I was going to have my right eye operated on this morning, and I was going to go to try to get in bed early. But we've missed you, Chad, you and Miss Anna.
Glad to be back home. I ain't going to lie to you. I really am. And I'm on, how is your eye, Walt?
I'm miserable. I'm glad tonight ain't the night I called the net, because my left eye done so good, and I'm wearing these bifocals, and with them, everything in my left eye's all blurred and foggy. And now my right eye, they did this morning, I still got all that numbing effect, them drops they put on it, and all them other eye drops they put in there, and it's all clouded up. I can take my glasses off and see good out of my left eye, and I just took them off now, and I'm sitting here looking at the computer screen. I already can read everything on there, and I gotta go back tomorrow at 3:30 and let them check the eye. But then I'll go back 2 weeks and they'll check to see if I've got any infection or anything. And then they will check both eyes to see if they think I'm gonna have to need any kind of glasses at all. But K4OIM for ID. Let me let this thing drop. I slept good last night. It wasn't like when I went before, all worried about what was going to go on. But I slept good, and my niece come and picked me up. Got down there, and they rolled me back in the room and checked my temperature and my blood pressure and put the heart monitor on me. And then she come in there and put the IV in my arm for the anesthesia. And she put some more eye drops in there. The one that does the numbing, they were ice cold, but the ones that delete the eye, they sting and burn. And she said, just close your eyes and lay there a minute, I'll be back. And I went to sleep. And she came back just back there, Mr. Bradshaw, and she grabbed my arm and shook me. And I'm still jumpy when I've been that way since I come back from Vietnam. When somebody wakes me up, I jump. I scared the heck out of her, and she scared me trying to get me away. But I said, anesthetic sure works fast. She said, Mr. Bradshaw, we haven't even put that in yet. I said, you must be wore out, tired. But I don't know why I went to sleep, because I slept good last night, Chad.
It don't matter why you went to sleep. It just matters you got your surgery, and you get your eyes straightened out here in the next couple of days. Just let things settle down and, you know, you don't need your eyes to push a button on that mic. So just sit back and just let them heal up. It'll be worth it. I mean, you've already seen that on your left eye. But, Walter, I'm gonna step out of here just for a second. I need to get a shower and get cleaned up. I'll hang around on Rag Chew tonight and talk with you a little bit. But, if you don't mind, let me say 7-3s with you and, make a call out to Roland right quick. But I'll be back for Rag Chew tonight, Walt. K1CJW, KO4NUE.
Well, I'm glad to see you back in one piece, Chad. K1CJW.
Sure you can call it that, Roland. I mean, I'm just telling Walt, I feel like I've been beat with a rubber bat for hours. I mean, I'm just black and blue on my legs, where those airplane seat armrests just walking down the aisles, just, my goodness, and just tore my legs up. But at any rate, I'm back, and I just wanted to let you know, hey, I appreciate you help, you and Walt both. I need to square away with Gary, too, but I just wanted to let you know I'm back. And I'll hang around tonight for a little while. I missed you guys.
Okay, Chad. And how about your problem? Has that been settled?
I'm in the hospital. I guess it's good as it's gonna get. I mean, time will tell. I guess you never know. But Chris was a little bit upset today, and I talked with him when I got to Washington. So depending on how I feel tomorrow, I'm probably gonna come by and check on him for a little bit. But if I do, I'll give you a holler and I'll swing by and visit with you for a little bit. I got something for you and Walt. KO4NUE.
Okay, Chad, I'll let you go. I know you said something about going out and taking a shower. I'll let you go. K1CJW is clear.
CJW, K4. Let him go get that shower, Roland. He smells like a Frenchman.
I'm a Frenchman, K1CJW.
Yeah, man, I missed last night. Chad wasn't here to check into the net. And, nobody for round table, and I mean for Rag Chew, and Gary's the only one I had to stick around for the round table. And I was telling Chad, I didn't have but 45 check-ins. That's the lowest count I've had since I've been calling that almost a year. I don't know if it's people's out of town or what was going on last night. About half of what I had checked in, done it on the pre-net. But it was an unusual Tuesday night. So, K1CJW, K4OIM, I'll say 7-3s. Roland, I'm sitting here, trying to get my eyes focused now that I've had both of them done. I'm having to wear them dark glasses because now everything really is bright. So I'll say 7-3s, and I'll hear you on the net tonight. I'm going to stick around for some Rag Chew. So 7-3s, Roland. K1CJW, K4OIM.
Oh, Well, give your eyes a rest. I've had the same operation you had a few years ago, and it was the greatest thing I had ever done. You will be very, very happy with them. K1CJW is clear.